This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. Colorado has certified the state's primary election results, and 1.4 million voters cast ballots. CPR's Benta Berkland.
The state completed a bipartisan post-election audit to determine that the voting machines accurately counted the paper ballots, and the Secretary of State's office certified the election results from June 30th as final. The state said 48% of active Democratic voters participated, 40% of active Republican voters, and 28% of active unaffiliated voters. Unaffiliated voters can choose to participate in either party's primary. Colorado had a number of high-profile and competitive races. Still, only about a third of voters overall cast ballots, and 98% of voters voted by mail rather than in person at a polling place. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Researchers are studying how wildfire smoke and other air pollutants are affecting dogs. Cheryl Megzuman, an epidemiologist at Colorado State University, says the research could better define air quality recommendations for our furry friends.
So we're trying to figure out these levels of safety and what you can do with your dog in a safe way that hopefully won't impair their health.
Megzuman says it's not just people who can be impacted by poor air quality, and that recommendations for people apply to dogs too. They should not run or play outside when it's too smoky. People should consult state air alerts before walking their dogs. This is CPR News at 6:06.